I'm so excited to welcome you to this episode of The Content Hive, proudly brought to you by Endeavor Business Media. I'm Brianna Jones, Marketing Manager for Marketing Solutions at Endeavor Business Media. And today, I'm honored to co-host with Brittany Duncan, our Manager of Podcasting Operations here at Endeavor Business Media. She's the queen of all things podcasting. Together, we're going to unravel the details of brand storytelling and why podcasting could be your ultimate storytelling tool. Brittany, it's been a while since we last did a podcast together, so I'm excited to chat again. If you don't mind, let's just dive right in and discuss storytelling. Why do you feel like it's vital for brands to share their stories in today's oversaturated market?
Hey, Brianna, thank you for having me, and I will gladly take the title of Queen of All Things Podcasting. Brand storytelling is the heartbeat of building genuine connections with your audience. In a sea of competitors, your story is your differentiator. It's what makes your brand relatable and memorable, transcending mere transactions.
Exactly. And at the core of these connections lies trust, which cannot be bought. It just takes time and it takes effort. When you show up online in an authentic and thoughtful way to share your journey, values, and purpose, you're building a community of loyal advocates who trust your brand. For a long time, marketing was about selling some curated, picture-perfect version of your brand, but the market has just shifted away from that, and customers are looking for a real connection and a brand that resonates with their lives in an authentic way. So I'm sure our audience is thinking, what kind of content can they create that builds trust and connection? I've noticed personally that podcasting really shines in this area.
Yes, it's fascinating how the same benefits that come from sharing your brand story are the same benefits as podcasting. Because it's a unique platform that you can share information with your audience intimately. You're right in their ear, and listenership is 100% opt-in. It's a platform that has high level of attention economy and a space where you can engage with your audience on a deeper level, fostering trust and loyalty organically. It's not having a one-off project. Podcasting is the long-term play, but it's a continual pipeline of personal connection with your audience.
Yeah, that makes total sense. I know that when I hear someone's actual voice, the tone in their voice, their laugh, their excitement, or whatever it is, I feel an immediate connection, just one that I would never feel if I was reading an article or seeing a piece of content by them. It just makes the interaction so much more personal. And that's something people remember when they go to make a purchase. They are willing to spend money when they feel a connection. It's clear how important that connection is in today's market and the role that podcasting fills in that connection. But I'm sure our listeners are thinking, that's great and all, but I don't even know where to start. And I definitely don't have the bandwidth for another project. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the foundation of why you created the white label podcasting partnership option for EBM.
It sure is. In my career, I've had the pleasure of launching more podcasts than I can count. And from those experiences, I can tell you that podcasts are like fingerprints. No two are alike. And it's what makes them so special. But it also means that if you search the best way to start a podcast, you're going to be met with 100 different answers from 100 different individuals who all are probably right about one thing or another. But in the development of your podcast, we need to focus on what is right for you. So we want to work side by side with clients to mold the podcast into the best possible feed for their brand. From concept to execution, we're working directly with the client to provide research and industry-focused approaches for their specific brand and industry. Our expertise is niche podcasting, and so by partnering with EBM, our clients are ensuring their message resonates with the right audience, driving that genuine engagement and impactful results that we've been talking about.
And our services go beyond consulting, right? We're in the trenches of execution.
Yes. I also knew when we sat down and put this program together that I wanted the division of labor to be heavily on EBM in terms of the technical details of what make a podcast what it is. The hosts, their power lies within telling their brand story and connecting with the audience. No one can fill that role the way they can. It's where their passion lies. Our teams, however, we're passionate about audio engineering, podcast marketing, strategy, and implementation. We worry about the technical and admin side of the podcast, giving the client the freedom to dedicate 100% of their podcast energy to their message. As we said, you know, a lot of brands don't have the bandwidth to take on another project, to learn how to edit and market podcasts. We take care of that.
That's great. I'm sure that's really helpful to so many people, just to be able to focus on the creative part of it, their story, and, you know, do their part, and you guys do your part. Listeners, if you're interested in elevating your brand storytelling with podcasting, click the link below to learn more. Thanks again, Brittany, for joining us today on this episode of The Content Hive. Remember, your story is your power. Until next time, keep buzzing with creativity.